Welcome to the Sportscast, November 27th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can listen to it on thesportscast.net or the app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Also, shoot a follow on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. We break some breaking news, especially on X. Instagram, we've been posting a little bit more lately, but I know X is where the breaking news happens. Anyways, a lot going on in NFL news. More hirings. We thought it would be over by this past week. The NFL had one this morning, which we'll talk about. College football had a dozen. One or two hires, but we won't talk much about college football. We'll leave that to Alan and the boys on Wednesday night for the top 25 rundown. But join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, who only had two plates for Thanksgiving, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Dan, how much did you pig out this past weekend for Thanksgiving?
Well, I actually, had two family dinners afternoon, and then you get the leftovers in the evening. So technically three turkey dinners and a lot of sleeping after that, as much as sleep you can't get with two. Yeah, food comas, yes.
But, were you able to catch the Seahawks and the 49ers game much?
Yeah. The TV's always on in the background. Yeah, the Niners are clicking right now. Look out for them.
Doesn't mean you stayed awake. You might have kept it on one eye open.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an okay game. It was a blowout. Most of the games on Thanksgiving were blowouts. You can say the Packers game was probably the closest, but not even. But anyways, before we get into the recap of this past week, this morning, Carolina Panthers have let go of head coach Frank Reich. He's after losing yesterday against Tennessee 17-10, Reich's record with the Panthers was 1-10, which is a good excuse to get rid of him, including 0-6 on the road. Your thoughts over this resignation of this hiring, Mr. Madden?
Yeah, so a little surprising. I mean, that short. I mean, usually you give a head coach a few years to, get his team used to his scheme, but not totally surprising. Did a little background in the ownership group, Tepper, that owns it. He has a history of having a short lease on coaches over his franchises and other teams. So not completely as surprising there. Seen enough and, wants to get someone new in there, which I'm not sure how it's going to turn out because, now you got Bryce Young and, learning his system and he didn't do too that great and going to have to throw someone else in there. And they don't have a first round draft pick this next year. So to get pieces around them is going to be tough. So we'll see whoever they bring in is going to have their hands full next year, I think.
Yeah, the owner of Carolina is David Tepper, who purchased the team in 2018, a couple of years ago, for $2.2 billion. Before that was the previous regime had Ron Rivera, who coached there for 9 seasons. And once Tepper took over, Matt Rhule came in. He only lasted for 3 seasons, and Frank Reich for 1 season. And apparently he's pretty much saying indirectly he wants to win now. But of course, question marks with the quarterback, with Bryce Young. I don't know if he's the guy. What do you think?
No. I mean, I didn't think he was the guy coming in. Obviously, I think, part of this, I think Wright wanted Young. I think that's part of it. They're seeing what Stroud is doing, and I think there's obviously frustration there that they missed out on the pick, and now you're stuck where you're at. So now fire the coach. That's what happened there.
Yeah, and the interim coach, they announced Chris Tabor. He will be the interim coach for Carolina. He's part of the staff already. Hank Reich used to be a player. He was an offensive coordinator for the Colts. He won a Super Bowl with the Colts, actually. Was the head coach of the Colts as well. Only lasted there for four seasons. Frank Reich, I guess he'll have an opportunity elsewhere. There will be some coaching vacancies in the offseason, but with that record, I don't know if it's looking nice.
No, I don't think he's going to get a head coaching job. He might have to go to a coordinator or something along those lines here in the near future, I would think.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyways, let's talk your Cleveland Browns. We talked about this last week. Denver Broncos, they were on a roll. They were in a four-game winning streak. Now they're in a five-game winning streak after beating Cleveland. Russell Wilson is on fire. He had that one throw that was challenged because it was ruled on the field that it wasn't a touchdown, and then they challenged it. Video review said, yes, it was a score. You know what I mean? What was the issue over this game for the Browns?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the head coach. I mean, like Brandon Staley, he needs to step down as offensive coordinator. I mean, there's just been so much suspect play calling. I mean, even in announcers are saying, you know, what are we doing here? You're playing the worst run defense in the NFL. You have two good running backs. You're running the ball well. And you're dropping back with a rookie quarterback on the road in DTR and having them throw the ball. And then they feel like they need to do trickery. We got back in the game after going down early. And, you know, we're doing these flea flickers, you know, with no reason to do them. Just turn around and hand the ball off deep in their own territory. And that turned the game. And there was no recovering from that. And mind you, there was tons of drop passes from the Browns. They weren't helping the rookie out. And, you know, that combined with just, you know, awful play calling. The defense, this is the first time all year that they didn't look like themselves. I mean, they were missing their top corner and Denzel Ward. I think that hurt them a little bit. And then Myles Garrett ended up getting hurt. And, I mean, it's just one thing after the other injury. You know, you lose Chubb, now Watson. Cooper got shook up. Myles Garrett shook up. So, you know, and DTR's left the game. So, you know, we're playing with a beat up crew, and, you know, we'll see who's going to show up when they got to stay on the West Coast and play LA next week. So that'll be a battle to see, you know, if LA loses that game, they probably will fire the coach, I would think. It was a frustrating game. I still haven't quite recovered after that one.
As Dan said, the Browns have a tough road schedule ahead. They could play in LA next week. But Dan, to give you some optimism, they are 7-4. So they're not that bad. They're sitting pretty, tied with the Steelers.
They're definitely in the hunt. They got some winnable games. You know, we'll just see how these injuries turn out, see who they're going to put on the field. I think if Cooper can't play and Garrett can't go, it's a different team for sure.
Well,
and a quarterback. I mean, we might see Flacco starting this week. They're going to activate him, and, you know, they're going to see if DTR, he had a head injury, if he's in concussion protocol. I would give Flacco a go and see what he has. I mean, to be honest, because
Flacco,
I don't think,
who recently played for the New York Jets, got released by the Jets, hasn't played all season, tried out for the Browns last week, I believe, last Thursday. He's in the practice squad or is he in the active roster?
Yeah, he's practice squad, but I think they're going to activate him this week because of the injury here.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Flacco does have Super Bowl experience, championship experience. He's lost a step or two, depends who you ask. But Browns, the current quarterback, Torian Thompson-Robinson, had a concussion actually in the game. So that could provoke them to use Flacco, see what he got, and maybe save this Brown season a little bit with a couple of injuries. But anyways, we'll get more into deep into that. Dan, are you ready to recap Week 12 of the NFL? All right, let's get this party going. Packers Thanksgiving defeated the Lions 29-22 on Thanksgiving Day. The Packers are the better team throughout the game. Jordan Love at the top with a 52-yard pass to Watson on the defense and finished with a career high, tying 3 touchdowns, leading Green Bay to a 29-22 win over the NFC North leading Lions on Thursday. It was a blowout. You could say at the beginning, the Lions were coming back, but that was a big surprise. I thought the Lions were going to win.
No, I did too. That was a surprise for me. I mean, Goff had been playing pretty good. You know, the 3 fumbles hurt him. I mean, it's hard to recover from 3 fumbles. You know, the Love has been playing great. I mean, the last couple games at LA and this game, he exceeded around 500, over 500 yards, almost 600. You know, they're clicking right now, you know, the last few games. So we'll see. I mean, they're definitely in the hunt now, you know, for the playoffs. They're sitting at 5-6. They're still alive.
Yep.
So that was a shocker, I think.
They say the playoff hunt begins in November and December, actually around now, end of November and beginning of December. So definitely Green Bay, as Dan said, they're still alive. Not as bad. Just like Cleveland, they're still alive.
Yeah.
Let's go to the other Thanksgiving game. Deron Bland set an NFL record, Dan, with his 5th interception return for a touchdown this season, and the Cowboys extended their scrimmage longest home winning streak in 42 years to 13 by pulling away for a 45-10 victory over the Commanders on Thursday. Is it me or the Cowboys are having scrimmages games?
They are having scrimmages. You know, Dak is playing hot right now. We'll see how he does in December. I think that's all everyone's talking about. You know, they're going to have tough competition here moving forward. You know, they're going to have the Seahawks, Eagles, Bills, who's a little off right now, Dolphins, and Lions. So those games are going to decide how we're talking about the Cowboys and Dak at the end of the year.
Do you think Deron Bland ever dreamed of eating a turkey leg with Dak Prescott?
No. Wow. Yeah.
And also, I think it was a 1 touchdown celebration where they went into a little kettle at the end zone, ate a turkey. I'm not sure if that's allowed.
Dak was eating turkey legs with like 6 minutes left to go in the game. Everyone was saying, "What is going on here? We're eating turkey in the middle of a football game." So, you know, he knew it was over and said, "I'm hungry. I'm going to eat with everyone else." I mean,
apparently that's not a huge penalty. It's not taunting. I guess you're allowed to eat on the sideline, Dan.
Yeah, I said apparently.
I did not know this. Anyways, let's go to the Thursday night game. Dan was probably awake. I went all the way to halftime because I think by halftime they were your one. I saw it come in. Christian McCaffrey, you've heard of him, rushed for 114 yards, Dan, and 2 scores in the first half. That's a lot of touchdowns. And the 49ers built a 21-point lead by halftime. That's why I went to bed. I was tired. I had a food coma. And rolled into a 31-13 victory over the Seahawks. This San Francisco could be the best team. Might be the Eagles, but your thoughts over this game first.
No, it's them and the Eagles right now. I mean, their weapons are clicking right now between McCaffrey, Samuel, how do you say it? Ayuk or the wide receiver?
Brennan Ayuk.
Ayuk, yeah. Kittle. I mean, they combined for over 300 yards. I mean, pick your poison. I mean, they have a lot of weapons offensively. Defense is clicking too. So they're going to be a bear to deal with down the stretch here, I think.
You know, with name pronunciations, I say how the media says it, but when you ask the player, it's completely different.
Yeah. Well, that's like the receiver of Miami. You know, they were pronouncing A-Chain, and he come out and say, "No, I want to be A-Chan now."
Hey, so be it. Also, Kelsey is Kels. Kelsey says his name is pronounced Kels, not Kelsey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
I know. That's crazy. That was news to me. Everyone still says still say Kelsey. So, hey, it is what it is. God bless you. All power to you. I'll pronounce it how you want it. The Dolphins on Black Friday. I actually like the setup game on Black Friday. Defeated the Jets 34-13 in NFL's first Black Friday game. The Dolphins improved 8-3, Dan. That's pretty good. and hold the number two seed in AFC. They could have topped it up to number one if the Chiefs would have lost, but the Chiefs won. Javon Holland returned an intercepted first Hail Mary attempt, 99 yards for a score. What were the Jets thinking before the first half?
You know, that play is describes their whole season. It started with, you know, the injury, you know, at the beginning, the loser QB, and then this just spiraled, and you just trying to throw the a Hail Mary to end the half, and then they run it back for a touchdown. I mean, that changed the whole momentum. Any chance that you had of winning that game for the Jets just went away at that point.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just the Jets season right there.
That's the Jets season. Salah, the head coach, he's in a hot seat. Might be hotter since that game. Yep. But before the game, he was right in the hot seat. Dolphins log 7.0 sacks, Dan. That's a lot of sacks in the game. More than the 49ers would do against Jacksonville. Raheem Mostert, must start. I got my nickname for him is must start. Ran for 2 touchdowns. That's pretty good. Running game is good from Miami. Let's go to Sunday. There was no game on Saturday, but there was Ohio State Michigan rivalry. We won't talk about it today, but that's what happened. Tampa Bay wide receiver Mike Evans had 2 scores, but Indianapolis Colts beat Tampa 27-20. JT Jonathan Taylor ran for 2 scores, Dan, and Minshew added another. This Indianapolis is looking good without their main quarterback.
They're a big surprise this year for sure. Minshew's been playing great. You know, Baker struggled that game. He was threw for 199. He was sacked 6 times. I mean, they rattled him. So that was a big part of it. But yeah, this was a step back. He had been playing pretty well, but not this game.
Yeah, it was definitely a. I believe Baker had had sat on the bench because he was injured or so, but I think he came back a little bit later. This one game was kind of boring, but the Giants beat the Patriots 10-7. The Giants defense intercepted the Patriots quarterbacks 3 times. They actually took out Mac Jones, put in Bailey Zappi in, which helped a little bit, but they still lost. New England kicker Chad Ryland missed a 35-yard field goal attempt in the final seconds, but still lost. The Patriots dropped 2-9 on the year. That's pretty bad, Dan.
Yeah, this was definitely a sleeper game for sure, but I think this is the end of the Mac Jones experiment. I mean, he's done, and there's a reason to believe that, you know, maybe let's tank the rest of the way and go get Williams from USC and have your franchise guy in there. That's what I think they need to be thinking right now.
Exactly. We'll see what happens with the Giants. There is a skirmish between Brian Dabble with the defensive coordinator, but we'll see what happens there. Let's go this game that Dan does not want to talk about, but the Steelers defeated the Bengals 16-10, low-scoring games, actually. Steelers win, move to 7-4. They are equalized with the Cleveland Browns. Kenny Pickett threw for a season high 278 yards. Freemurth, he caught for 9 passes for 120 yards. His first career 100-yard game. Najee Harris punched it in to give the Steelers a 10-7 lead. Bengals are without quarterback Joe Burrow, but your thoughts over the Steelers?
We talked about it last week. I mean, they got rid of their offensive coordinator, Canada, and obviously the offense improved. I mean, I don't think they had that many yards all season combined. I mean, it's – but the thing about it is they have all these yards, but they only have 16 points. You know, they had a little difficulty scoring, so they were moving the ball at times, but they're going to have to put some more points on the board here.
Yeah,
last month or so.
We'll see what happens. Matt Canada out, as Dan said, quick win, but we'll see what happens in the next upcoming games. I'm not sure which schedule favors better, Pittsburgh or Cleveland.
Yeah, I think you know, well, with Cleveland now they have, you know, Jacksonville's playing tough in Houston. Those are probably their toughest teams here. I would say they're more favorable to the Browns.
We'll see what happens. This game led to the hiring of Frank Reich. Tennessee Titans beat the Panthers 7-10. Very narrow win by the with the Titans. He snapped a 3-game losing streak. Of course, you can do it against the Panthers. Anyone can beat them. And that was it for Frank.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose to a team, Levis, you know, he didn't light the world on fire. As long as completion was for 5 yards, 185 yards, you know, it's not like they were playing a great team. I think that the straw that ended it for sure, losing to Tennessee.
Yep, poor bad. We'll see what happens with their new interim coach. This game I liked a lot. I think you watched it, Dan. Jacksonville at the Texans. I thought the Texans were going to win this. No, Jaguars beat the Texans 24-21. AFC South showdown. The Jaguars improved 8-3, while the Texans fall to 6-5. Trevor Lawrence, Dan, had threw for 364 yards. That's a lot of yardage. And a touchdown. Matt Amendola missed 2 field goals and might have cost the game for the Texans. CJ Stroud had a good game. Completed 8 of 9 passes for 108 yards to start. But Jacksonville came on top. This might be a pivotal game.
Yeah, no, it was a great game. One of the best games for sure. 2 hot quarterbacks, great quarterback play. You know, like you, I thought Houston, you know, we've seen this movie before where Stroud leads them to a game-winning field goal or touchdown at the end of the game. And you thought you were just waiting for it to happen, and it didn't. You're right, the kicking definitely cost them this one.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Texans. They're not out of the bushes yet. No. That division's pretty open, not wide open, but it's pretty open, so they have a chance to bounce back.
And yeah, their schedule is pretty good so they should have a shot for sure. Jacksonville, they have one of the easiest schedules coming up, so they should get a top seed, I think.
I do not remember the last time Atlanta was good, maybe since Matty Ice, but Atlanta Falcons beat the Saints 24-15. Falcons are now tied for first place in NFC South with a 5-6 record. Of course, that's really open division. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, the division isn't lighting the world on fire, you know.
But but the Saints lost multiple players to injury, obviously, and maybe that caused Atlanta to win.
Yeah, that sure had something to do with it, you know. But Ritter, you know, he bounced back, which was good to see from a young quarterback. Sometimes you get those picks and you let it get in your head, but he overcame those 2 interceptions and they won the game.
Falcons kicker Younghoe Koo made his first field goal within the final 2 minutes. He was also successful from 39 yards out. This past week was not much of a kicker because previous weeks we had kickers win the games. This week, not so much. So it had a break. But Younghoe Koo had a good game. Ritter overcame 2 interceptions, Dan. It's a lot to lead Atlanta past the Saints. Good job for Atlanta. We'll see how it goes with that division. Tampa Bay also has a shot. But now with no Brady, it is kind of open. Let's go to West Coast. This was a blowout. The Rams defeating the Cardinals 37-14. The Rams defense played really well, Dan, and quarterback Matt Stafford threw for 4 touchdown passes, 2 each of Tyler Higbee. I used to have him in my fantasy team, not anymore. And Kyren Williams, remember him? Stafford also threw for 229 yards. Kyler Murray, my man, ran for a touchdown and threw for a score, but was not enough. Had 256 yards. But the Rams dominated the Cardinals pretty bad.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming, a blowout. I thought it would be a close game. Murray was playing pretty well the last few weeks, but obviously Stafford was on fire that game, and defense of the Rams stepped up and held them to 14 points. So,
the game of the week, the Broncos defeating the Browns 29-12. The Broncos extended their winning streak to 5 games. Your fault, Dan. Russell Wilson made plays at key moments against one of the NFL top defenses. He's been having a good streak, by the way. I give him credit. Browns fumbled. Broncos added a field goal after another Browns fumble to extend their lead 27-12. The Broncos defense recorded safety to secure the victory. The defense and the outside linebacker, Zach Allen and Nick Bonito, recorded a sack for a safety to extend the Broncos lead. It was the Broncos defense that won it, didn't it?
Yeah, no, their defense was tough. And then Russ Wilson's starting to look like the old Russell Wilson out there. Everyone was trying to tell him he's washed up and everything. He's actually making the old Russ plays. That we saw some of those. They're just the throws, the scrambling. Yeah, so that was just tough. You know, Browns defense didn't play like they have been, and questionable play calls, as we talked about. I'm just praying that someone intervenes and just say, please pass off the coordinator job so we can move on and get some good plays. I mean, I feel like I can call better plays than Stefanski right now. I really do. I mean,
according to your Facebook, I think you can.
Yeah, I mean, just give me a call. Browns, call me. If you have it, I'll work for nothing. Come on.
Well, there you have it. Cleveland is not too bad in the standings, but they need to pick up a win in L.A., and which is, you can say it's doable. I don't know. I mean, it depends who you ask. But, you know, if you can fill half the L.A. stadium with Browns, I think it's possible.
Yeah. No, they travel. They travel.
Yeah, they travel. They're hardcore. This might be the game of the week.
But the good thing, it's the game of the week because you're having the worst defensive coordinator in the league and the worst offensive coordinator in the league. So, I mean, they're going to just be going, you know, who calls the worst play?
Yeah, it's quite something. This was another game of the week, Dan. Bills at the Eagles. The Eagles defeated the Bills 37-34 in overtime on Sunday. You know, Josh Allen is 0-8 in overtime.
Wow. Yeah, that's, you know, I know that, you know, Bills Mafia is frustrated right now. They didn't see this season sitting like this right now. The Eagles, I mean, they keep grinding. I mean, Hurst's unreal, you know, probably in the running for MVP, but yeah, for sure. But tough loss for sure for Buffalo. You know, they're going to have a tough time moving forward here in the next month.
Which is why Dolphins are number two in the AFC. Josh Allen, just to give him credit, had 29-51 passes for 339 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception that does not help. And the Bills outgained the Eagles 276-99 in total yards. It was a good game back and forth, but Eagles had it in overtime. As Dan said, which I do agree, Jalen Hurts could be a MVP candidate alongside with CJ Stroud. So we'll see what happens in the MVP. I don't get to vote. I don't think Dan does.
Nope.
But we'll find out. AFC West, Kansas City struggled against Las Vegas a bit in the beginning. The Chiefs rallied from an early 14-point deficit to win their sixth straight game against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Chiefs' record now stands at 8-3, which is pretty nice, while the Raiders dropped to 5-7 with their interim coach, which we don't have much expectations. Chiefs touchdowns were by Pacheco Mahomes. There you go, back and forth. The Raiders' early lead was reminiscent of their 22 games. Your thoughts, Dan? Chiefs are dominating the AFC West.
Yeah, so the Chiefs turned around in the second half. They were having trouble scoring points in the second half the last few games. So they got it together, figured out how to catch the ball. You know, Travis... still not getting the numbers. We'll see. But so, like I said a couple weeks ago, his numbers are better when Taylor Swift's in the stands and she has a break from her tour. So I'm sure she's going to be coming to games in December. So maybe his numbers are going to go up. So,
yeah, definitely luck goes up when she's in the stadium. He performs better in front of her for some reason. I don't know what it is, attraction, whatever it is. But Raiders are hanging in there. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. But we'll see with the interim coach. He's coaching for a job. He's coaching for a permanent position, and he needs to do some wins. I'm sure he will. Let's go Sunday Night Football. The Ravens defeated the Chargers 20-10. Ravens forced turnovers, including a turnover on downs with less than a minute left in the game. Rookie wide receiver Zay Flowers had an impressive game, caught a touchdown, and ran for 37-yard touchdown to steal the game. And the Ravens pass rush pressured the Chargers offensive line, Dan, allowing 3 sacks, 9 quarterback hits, and 14 pressures. Baltimore Ravens, you're very familiar with them. Are they the best team in the NFC North?
Yeah, no, for sure. Their defense has always been tough, but yeah, they have a good defense, you know, and they can score as well. One of the premier quarterbacks in the league. So yeah, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, and you know, whoever's going to catch him is going to have to go through them for sure. They're going to be tough. And Zay Flowers is a great pickup. I mean, when I see him play, I just felt that that was a good get at receiver. And yeah, he's going to be a special player in a couple of years.
Yeah, Zay Flowers, an impressive game. Congratulations on the Baltimore Ravens. An impressive week 12, Dan. Thanksgiving, it was spread out from Thursday to Sunday, but it's not done yet because tonight is Monday Night Football. This game is going to be closer. A lot of pundits are predicting a little bit closer game. Chicago visits Minnesota tonight. Dan, what is your predictions? A lot going on. The Bears won last week, I think, and Minnesota is doing well with their quarterback, Jared Hobbs. I forgot his first name, but Minnesota lost last week, actually. But will this be a pounce back game for Minnesota, or Chicago might surprise people tonight on Monday Night Football?
No, I think Dobbs is going to have a bounce back game. I like him. I like the story. I think they're going to win. Just better quarterback play. I think Dobbs will outperform for sure.
So Minnesota wins by a lot.
I think at least two touchdowns.
Josh Dobbs over Chicago. We'll see what happens with Justin Fields tonight for Monday Night Football. A lot of determination. But Minnesota's still alive for tonight, so let's see what happens. Well, there you have it, Dan. Week 12, your overall thoughts of this past weekend?
Yeah, so I think, there were some great games, some blowouts, but, I think the Eagles, I think, solidified themselves the best team in the NFL with that. I think the other takeaway is Jacksonville. I think they are playing well. They're hot. Quarterback got it together, so they should be in the mix for sure.
They should definitely be in the mix. I think Philadelphia has the advantage over San Francisco because of the tush push. Eric Winters on the chat. He says he can talk about the yards and everything else. They did win. Yes, go Birds. Eagles have been winning ugly, though. They don't win convincingly, but they do win it. Where does Jalen Hurts stand in your quarterback top five in the league? Is Hurts in your top five? You said MVP, so probably so.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He's definitely top three. I would say Mahomes, Hurts are top two.
Yeah, for sure. The other one could be random. I won't put Tua there yet, but definitely top 10. But yeah. Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud, top five. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, the way he's playing right now.
That's one of my favorite quarterbacks. Hobbs, I don't know. Might be too early to say. Give me to week 16.
Yeah.
I'll give you there. Exactly. Anyways, Eric Winters, you can listen to him on the Jersey Boys Sports Talk every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. They talk a lot about the Giants, but they don't talk much about the Giants because they've been having an awful season. So they've been going towards more the Eagles, which I don't blame them, but the Giants did win. So maybe they might extend their talk from like 10 minutes to 25 at least. So you can listen to them this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, on Wednesday, Top 25 Rundown hosted by Alan West. They'll talk more about the Ohio State game. Alan is actually a Ohio State fan. So he has some comments, some hot takes, because now Ohio State has dropped out of the top. They're top out of the playoff run. Now Michigan's in that top four. Ohio State, I think, is number five. According to AP, tomorrow's poll is where it really counts, but everyone expects Ohio State to not be in that playoff positioning, but we'll see what happens. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online? Oh, actually, hold on. There's a random question of the day. It is Cyber Monday, Dan. What type of gift would you buy today on Hybrid Monday? Would be options are toys, Bath and Body, home gift, or a tech gift.
Yeah, so toys for sure. I got to get the two kids under three, so I'll be on there looking for Christmas gifts for my kids for sure.
I did go Black Friday shopping, near my local mall. It wasn't too bad. The parking, I had to park a little bit away, a couple miles. No, I'm just kidding. Like 1 mile away. It wasn't that bad. And the best deals are Black Friday. I just cannot. There's no other day but Black Friday.
Yeah, no, I didn't do the Black Friday too. I don't want to go out in the traffic and all that.
You have to like ski through crowds. You got to know how to like wear some good pair of sneakers, and the rest could be easy. And make sure to take a bottle of water because we can get home. Anyway, Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you, hey, do you eat this thing?
Yeah, you can look me up on Facebook at Dan Madden or Twitter, Danimal 2478.
And also, if you want to write into the Browns for Dan to be the offensive coordinator you want to be, defensive coordinator.
Offense.
Yeah. Offensive coordinator. You can do the play calling, Stefanski. You need help. Yeah. The Browns are in the pivotal point of their season. If you got to win now, this is where it counts. Like Eric says, this is the part of the season where you make the playoffs.
That's it.
There you have it. And you can reach the SportsCast on the sportscast.net. Or on X and Instagram, the Sportscast One. We have shows all week and looking forward to this postseason kind of like clinking right now. So I'm really glad we're in this area. But anyways, Dan, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Absolutely.
And this was your update.